Hi, I'm David Stevens, a program manager on the Visual Studio team. In this video, you'll learn how Visual Studio 2015 provides powerful diagnostic tools to help you create cross-platform Apache Cordova mobile apps that your customers will love. First, I'll give you an overview of the JavaScript, TypeScript, HTML, and CSS diagnostic tools in Visual Studio 2015. And I'll explain how you can use this single suite of tools to fix problems in apps running on multiple platforms. Next, I'll show these features in action with a short demo. And finally, I'll provide you with resources to learn even more about how Visual Studio 2015 can help you achieve your cross-platform mobile development goals. Visual Studio 2015 helps you find and fix issues quickly in your Apache Cordova apps. We know that tracking down JavaScript bugs is one of the most frustrating and time-consuming aspects of your development process. So we've taken the same JavaScript debugging experience that web developers have enjoyed in Visual Studio for years and enabled it for Apache Cordova apps. From Visual Studio 2015, you can set breakpoints in Apache Cordova apps, step through code line by line, mouse over expressions to see their values, use the JavaScript console, and more. All of this even when your app is running on a tethered iOS or Android device. And if your app uses TypeScript, there's deep TypeScript debugging support in Visual Studio 2015. You can debug your TypeScript code directly instead of debugging the compiled JavaScript. This is possible because Visual Studio supports source maps, a de facto standard for debugging compiled to JavaScript languages. Visual Studio 2015 can also save you time while developing your app's UI. It's disorienting to jump back and forth between your editor and your browser tools while perfecting your HTML and CSS. Visual Studio 2015 simplifies this process by integrating familiar HTML and JavaScript tools right into the IDE so you can easily navigate the DOM tree of your app. And with live code editing, you can make changes to your HTML in Visual Studio and see your changes instantly reflected in the browser, no page refresh required. The best part of Apache Cordova is how it allows you to leverage a single code base to target any OS and any device. But when it comes time to diagnose problems in your app, this cross-platform reach introduces new challenges for you as a developer. Different platforms require you to learn and use different diagnostic tools. We've heard how you'd like to leverage a single suite of tools across browsers, emulators, and tethered devices. And that's exactly what we've delivered in Visual Studio 2015. For fast, iterative development, you want to run your Apache Cordova app in the browser where you can spot problems quickly and make adjustments without spending time building your app for a particular OS. So in Visual Studio 2015, we've added support for the Chrome Remote Debugging Protocol to make this possible. You can launch your app in Chrome from Visual Studio 2015, then use the Visual Studio JavaScript Debugger, JavaScript Console, and DOM Explorer just like you'd expect. Under the hood, Visual Studio 2015 takes care of communicating with Chrome so you can focus on debugging your app, not switching back and forth between tools. Similarly, we've enabled debugging against Android emulators, the Windows Phone 8.1 simulator, and Windows apps running locally on your development PC. We support Android's Google emulator and Jenny Motion, but if you haven't checked out the new Visual Studio Android emulator, you should. It's super fast, and it's already installed if you have Visual Studio 2015 with tools for Apache Cordova. Finally, when you're ready to test your Apache Cordova app on a real Android, iOS, or Windows device, Visual Studio 2015 is there to help. From Android and Windows Phone, it's as simple as plugging your device into your PC, putting your device into developer mode, and deploying from Visual Studio. For tethered iOS device debugging, you need a properly configured Mac on your network. Then you can use Visual Studio 2015 on your PC to deploy and debug your app on the iOS device through the Mac. You can learn more about device debugging on MSDN. All right, let's see some of these features in action. Here I have Visual Studio Community 2015 with an Apache Cordova app project loaded. It's a simple to-do list sample app written with Cordova and Angular. If you want to try this yourself, download Visual Studio Community 2015 for free from visualstudio.com. This sample app is available by searching for AngularJS To-Do in the Online Samples tab in the Visual Studio New Project dialog. First, I'm going to launch the app in Chrome to quickly check it out. To do this, I'll click the little green play button that says Ripple Nexus Galaxy. This will build the app with Cordova, then run it inside the Ripple simulator in Chrome. Just to make sure it works, I'll add a new to-do. All right, great, it works. Let's take a look at the code. I'll go to my controller.js file back in Visual Studio. In my add to-do handler, I'll add a breakpoint on the first line here. Now when I add a new breakpoint or add a new to-do item, you'll see it breaks back in Visual Studio. I can mouse over variables to see their current value. And when I step over, you'll see these values change. So text was just undefined and now it's mow the lawn. I can add a watch by selecting a value and say add watch, and it appears down here in the watches tab. And now when I step over, you'll see the value change. So this is a really great way to sort of keep track of the values of variables as you move through your code. The locals tab and the call stack tab are also useful for understanding the state of your app as you debug. Now let's check out the DOM Explorer. While your app is running, you'll see this DOM Explorer tab in Visual Studio. On the left, we have the HTML of the page. You can use the Select Element tool in Visual Studio to choose elements in Chrome. On the right, we have the styles for the currently selected element. The Computed tab shows real-time values for each style property for an element, and you can use the Layout tab to understand the layout box model for the element. If you want to tweak something in your UI, you can do it right here from Visual Studio. For example, let's change the text in this input box. I have it selected, so I'll just double-click the text here and change it, and press Enter, and the change is instantly reflected back in Chrome. Finally, the JavaScript console is useful for reading errors and messages from your running app and evaluating lines of JavaScript in the context of the page. You can see I already have a handful of messages and warnings here, and if I click on any of these locations, I'll be taken to the corresponding file in Visual Studio. If I type a variable here, let's say document, you'll notice I get IntelliSense against the values currently in Chrome, so we're communicating with Chrome to do that. And this even works if I sort of dot into the variable. So all these things on the document variable, and if I evaluate it, you'll see the value just like you'd expect. All right, quick recap. Visual Studio 2015 has a full suite of diagnostic tools to help you build amazing Apache Cordova apps. If you've used Visual Studio before, they'll feel immediately familiar. And if you haven't, we hope you'll give them a try. The best part is that Visual Studio 2015 lets you use this single tool set for apps running in Chrome, in local Android and Windows Phone emulators, and even on tethered Android, iOS, and Windows devices. For more information, check out visualstudio.com/CordovaVS and follow at Visual Studio Cordova Tools on Twitter. If you have ideas for ways our tools could be even better, send feedback at visualstudio.uservoice.com. Thanks for watching.